Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pips, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun. The Big Ten is back. The Dodgers are now two wins away from their first World Series championship in 32 years. Bueller did not take the day off today. Walker Bueller, dominant, six innings, 10 strikeouts. Los Angeles Dodgers win 6-2. Heartbreaker for underbackers this evening. It's 7.5, depending on what your number was. That's why there's alternate numbers. And we always warn people, buy a little bit of insurance. But Jansen gives up a home run in the ninth inning. Game goes over, 6-2 final score. Los Angeles Dodgers close to nailing this thing down. Well, two wins away, and they're minus 490 series favorites right now. I still see some value on a board with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Minus 1.5, minus 172. Come on, man. This thing is done. I don't think the Tampa Bay Rays are winning another game in this series, but we'll bring on our cast of characters on the Friday Night Free Show to break it all down, including Steve Merrill. Steve Merrill checks in. Tony Finn steps up and in from Las Vegas, Nevada. Mick Aussie steps up and in from Mickland. As it is the AFL Championship, the Australian Rules Championship. Man, this thing's like the Super Bowl over there, right? This thing's like the freaking Super Bowl, man. They got props on everything. Like, they got props on, like, you know, the anthems and the halftime shows and who's going to score the first goal of the game and you name it, they got it, man. They're throwing it down tonight. The Geelong Cats and the Richmond Tigers on the board. And the game's a near pick'em as well. Mick Aussie steps up and in to break it down. The Big Ten is back. Wisconsin gets revenge for Illinois upsetting them last year's 29-point underdogs. 45-7 final score. And the Wisconsin Badgers kicked a field goal with like 47 seconds left. And the game goes over the number. They kick a field goal while they're up 42-7. I'm sure that the head coach had no idea at all what the total of the football game was. I'm sure it was just coincidental, right? Just by chance, it happened to land on that number. And by chance, yeah, we happened to kick a field goal late. College football coaches understand, man. They want to get the free cars and the free country club golf membership. And you better be covering numbers and going over the number. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Sports Rage. Late night continues. I'm Renzi. Vent your rage. Friday night freak show. Tony Finn on the radar. Steve Merrill will check up and with us as well, although I think we're having a little bit of difficulty. Shocking. You know, it would have been nice to get through the week, but hey, it is what it is. You know, to be honest, I tried to call in on Scotty Farrell tonight. I always check in at the end of the show, and there were issues as well. I couldn't get through. So we're going to have to try to figure stuff out on the fly here on the Friday night freak show. And that's what happens, man. You know, bullets are flying. We try to dodge them. All right. We try to dodge them. So we'll get Steve Merrill on as soon as we can. Yang in Master Control working on it right now. And we're going to fire off Merrill a message, actually, and tell him to call in on Skype. Call in on Skype. And that should work. So you always need a backup plan. Now, if I could just remember our number, 844-863-6879. All right. Well, we'll try to, hopefully Steve gets this, but we'll figure it out. Hey, listen, it is what it is. I'm actually in a relatively good mood tonight, even though I didn't really make a ton of money or anything. You know, we went 5-1 in the baseball game tonight. Yet my college football picks suck so hard. It neutralized it. It's kind of frustrating. It's kind of frustrating, to be honest. But hey, it is what it is. That's what happens when you bet you bet all the sports. It's funny because I went on a big tirade last night about how you can't bet on every conference, and tonight I bet on every conference. I bet on every game. Things did not go well either. UAB had a 21-game home streak. That's gone. That's gone. Lafayette gets it done. 24. It was 24-20 late, and UAB were trying to come back late. They threw a pick. 21-game win streak comes to an end. I think I was the mush. I cursed the 21-game win streak. And as I was saying in the intro here, so yeah, Wisconsin covers. You know, Wisconsin easily covers, but they kicked the field goal late to go over the number, and you know, football etiquette, you don't kick that field goal at that point in time, right? You know, you're up 42-7, there's under a minute left. You go for it, you try not to get it, you give them back the ball, and the game's over in a play or two. But they go out there and they kick the field goal. Hey, that's a good, you know, there's good beats and there's bad beats. That's a good beat. That's what they call a good beat if you were on the over. Is it a bad beat by definition? Yeah. I don't like the term bad beat. It's tossed around too much. It's a bad beat. That's, you know, they shouldn't have kicked a field goal, but it is and it isn't. It's college, so you never really know what these psychopath coaches are going to do. I mean, why would Dabo Sweeney score 73 points on Georgia Tech, right? I don't know, because was he in a bad mood? I mean, these college coaches can sort of name their score. Whatever the reason is, and, you know, we're just kidding, actually. If it was for the point spread, I'd be more suspicious of it. I'd be more suspicious of it if it was the point spread. But the boosters don't really care about overs. You know, did he know? I don't know. Probably not. As a betting man, I bet you Parker's did not know. He would know what the point spread is, I would think. Listen, I think like Lane Kiffin knows what the point spread is. I think Nick Saban knows what the spread is. I think there's I think Harbaugh knows. I think there's a ton of coaches that know what the point spread is. But I don't think they know what the total is. They don't care what the total is. Like, the coaches care what the point spread is because they want to know, number one, they want to know what people think of them. And number two, they like to use it. Right? Like, coaches like to be underdogs. Like, they like to find out, oh, look, we're 7-point underdogs. And then they'll tell their team, look, you know, the bettors don't believe in us. They think we're underdogs and that. So coaches do know the point spread. And coaches, we're not kidding when we talk about college coaches gunning for covers, though. Not all of them, but basically the ones that want to keep their jobs. Like, listen, if you're the coach of, like, Akron, you're the coach of the Akron Zips, all right?
you're the coach of you're the coach of a bottom feeder university. You're the coach of Eastern Michigan. Your job, everyone knows you're not winning, right? You're not winning. You know what I mean? So when you play teams, it's basically, can you cover, right? That's what it comes down to. And if you are if you're a mega coach like Dabo Sweeney and Nick Saban, Nick Saban doesn't have to worry about like what the boosters think, all right? Nick Saban doesn't need your free suit. You know, the guy's making $12 million a year, whatever the hell it is. So in that range. So, you know, he's not going to be as influenced. Nick Saban will cover if he wants to cover. Like Alabama will name their score, essentially, right? And we've been damn good at nailing the pattern of Alabama, actually. There's a pattern with Nick Saban. And it's curious, actually. Hopefully we can figure things out with Steve Merrill and everybody else. I would completely melt down, but as I stated, I couldn't get through to Pharrell, and I was about to melt down then even. And I tried to I took a deep breath. I was like, all right. basically we have there's a system that we can dial in on. And, so I call in on this sort of hotline for Scotty, a direct line that sounds like a radio line. It's a direct line, so to speak. And it wasn't working. And it was just malfunction. I did it five times in a row, and eventually I got pissed off. And I said, all right, screw this. I'm just going to call in for Pharrell's show on my phone. And then I couldn't get through on my phone. It just said beep, and it would hang up. Beep, and it would hang up. And I thought it was my piece of crap phone. And I was like, God, that's just great. I'm like, God. And I never care about Friday or anything like that, man. Dude, everything's closed. It's a pandemic, right? So as you get older, too, I could give two craps whether it's Friday or Tuesday or Monday. I actually like Mondays, and I'm not a fan of Fridays. Friday's the end of the week. Usually I'm angry and worn out by the end of the week after doing a million shows, 2,000 bad beats through the week. But I'm actually stoked. I'm in a good mood. I was in a good mood tonight. The Dodgers win. Hey, I didn't win money. I sort of broke even. I lost some juice, but I have a Dodgers. I have the Dodgers futures. I got Mookie Betts for MVP. We'll see how that plays out. I was ready for Merrill and Tony Finn. Poor Mick Aussie. Mick Aussie's been Mick Aussie's very excited that he's coming on later. And I wanted his pick as well. I'm excited. We'll get an update in a couple of minutes from Yang here, but we just couldn't get through. We just couldn't get through, huh? Normally I don't care whatever Friday, whatever day it is, but tonight I was actually stoked. I'm like, yeah, good, it's Friday, and we got a bunch of games this weekend. The UFC is at a weird time as well. The UFC is tomorrow afternoon. It's not in its usual time spot, which I really don't understand. I don't know. Is it an ESPN thing? I'd like to ask Ariel Helwani, but I don't know if he's up right now. Should fire him off a text. We'll see if my phone works. I don't know why it's so early. I don't get it. You know what I mean? I understand at the time. It's they've been fighting at weird times. Every time they're in Fight Island, guys, they've already been fighting at weird-ass times. The main event has been at 5 in the morning their time, right? And it's normal for us, but I don't know why it's so early and it's in the afternoon. But we'll get into this. There was major controversy earlier today at the weigh-in as far as Khabib. Is concerned, in which it didn't look like he made weight, and there's video of them tampering and altering the scale point blank. It's just Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. BetOnline.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
Hey, all right, all right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah, I still feel tingly.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I'm Morenci. All right, I've been informed. I understand they're working on the phone lines right now, and we will get our guest on. Better late than never. The rotation a little we're thrown for a loop here, but hey, it's the Friday Night Freak Show. It's live. What are you going to do? It is what it is. It's a lot of stuff to get to, guest or not. We do have a lot of stuff to get to, so let's get down to business. We're just talking about the UFC and Khabib, and so at the weigh-in, Khabib didn't look good, all right? And I'm not one of these guys. I hate that. I used to try to do it, and I'm never right. And quite frankly, I don't really even know. So, you know, you can tell, oh, this guy doesn't look like this, or look, he doesn't, you know, oh, look, he went for his protein shake the second he got off the scale. And whatever. Sometimes you can tell when fighters, like, aren't, you know, physically well. But, you know, everyone's an expert in this stuff. And unless you're a trainer, you don't know. You don't know. But Mike Dolce did a good video. You know, the Dolce diet, four-time trainer of the year, this guy. So Mike Dolce did a great video pointing out the errors of what happened, but a lot of controversy. So Gaethje makes weight, no problem. All right. So Gaethje gets on the scale, okay? And it's one of those deals where, you know, the scale goes down, it goes up, and you know, Buddy waits. He's like, you know, he's waiting. And like, you know, there's no benefit of the doubt for Gaethje. Like they're waiting. Finally, it evens out. And all right, Gaethje makes weight. When Khabib's on the scale, he gets on the scale, man. And it's going up and up. Like he's not on weight. He didn't make weight. And Buddy saw that it was going up and he just stopped it. he just stopped it and he just shut it down and he stopped it. And it didn't like show Khabib's real weight going up. It was blatant. It's on video. It's blatant. Like it's pretty obvious what happened. And, you know, Khabib did not look good either. Now, they're saying that he, you know, there's nothing. He really didn't even have a problem making weight. That's the strange thing that, you know, part of his people in his camp have posted videos and are all defensive about it and saying that it's a pile of crap, that whatever, they were with him a couple of days ago and he only had 6 pounds to go. And, you know, cutting weight's not a problem for him and it wasn't a problem. So, you know, they don't understand why everyone thinks that suddenly he had this massive hard time cutting weight. But whether he did or didn't, the fact is they did alter the scale. They did. There's no disputing it. Like there's video of it. There's video. Like, but you see the scale going up. You can just see it. Like, basically, you know, when you get on the scale, there's like the, you know, the balance, and it'll go down, and buddy, you know, it'll go down and up. It'll sort of, you know, bounce around a bit, but it always settles back, right? You know, it's tested, and you know, it's a system that's been working for thousands of years. So, right, so it'll balance itself out. And so, like I said, with Gaethje, buddy, like, watches the guy that's like, he's right in front of the bar. And with Gaethje, he watches it go up and down. And Gaethje really, the bar was so smooth because Gaethje was on weight. So Gaethje gets on and you just sort of see it go up. It goes past the weight. Gaethje, it sort of goes up and then bing, it just popped right back down, right on weight, right? Khabib's just started shooting up. and Buddy never even let it get to the top and bounce down. He just jumped in right away and said, yeah, he made weight. It's good. He made weight. And he clearly did it. Like, he clearly did it. It's, you know, it's interesting just that with Gaethje, they were very militant about it, right? Now, what I don't understand, though, like, for me, what I don't get, in this day and age, we're in 2020 right now, like, can't they use digital scales? Like, are you going to tell me that digital scales can't be trusted? You guys, you can't find a digital scale that'll be trusted, or like have two of them, you know, like back to back, you know, like really, guys, like, what the hell are we doing here? But the thing is, so why don't they use digital scales? Let's ask ourselves, why don't they use digital scales? Do they like the show of them getting on the scale and then moving the bar? And I doubt it. Nobody cares. I think that they don't want to use digital scales because they couldn't get away with things like they did today. Let's say Khabib's way off weight, man, and it's not a title fight anymore. Then suddenly nobody cares. You don't want to buy this fight. If you find, oh, man, Khabib's 4 pounds overweight, it's not even a title fight. It's like, ah, oh, what a pile of crap. It's not even a title fight anymore. Dude, it'll kill the pay-per-view sales. Right? Like, so I think that's why. Like, why, you know, like, really, it's 2020. It's not like we're not even getting into, like, you know, putting a chip in a football or something like that. This isn't like advanced technology. It's a digital scale. All right? If warlord drug dealers can use them, then the UFC can use them. Like, it's a digital scale. It'll work. But as I stated, I think the digital scale, it won't lie. So, like, buddy's going to get it. Like, Khabib will get on a digital scale, and it's going to pop up, and it's going to say, you know, 158. You know what I mean? You know, 159 or something. And as I stated, like, with the scales now, no one really knows. Like, the thing is, you figure somebody would be over, you know what I mean? It's like, what buddy got away with today? And, you know, it's Khabib, he's 28-0 and whatever and all this. How much was he really overweight? But I'm just stating, it was blatant what he did. Like, there's no integrity to Khabib's weight. I'll tell you that, coming into this fight. Like, buddy, he altered it. He altered it. And, you know, there would have been a lot of money lost, all right? Like, we're talking about tens of millions of dollars in pay-per-view sales, non-championship fight, fines, all that. And, you know, Gaethje's a badass. You know, Gaethje wants to just, you know, win. I don't think he cares how many pounds he was overweight in the real world, but I don't think this would have happened. I don't think they would have been able to get away with this in Las Vegas. Say what you will about Las Vegas and Nevada and their commission and stuff, but and listen, they'll have some weird calls every now and then, but no more than, like, it's just a bad call. Like, Nevada, like, Las Vegas isn't known for being, like, a rigged, crooked fight factory, although Bradley and Pacquiao, you know, it's hard for me to say that, you know, with a straight face, honestly, but I'm just stating that you're not getting away with that in America or Canada. You know what I mean? Like, buddy blatantly altered the scale. Like where's the commission overlooking the scale guy saying, yo, I saw you just, you know what I mean? Like, I saw you just mess with the scale. right? So that's not going to happen. But, you know, it's in the Middle East. Don't forget, Khabib is, Khabib is Muslim as well. He's a big star. You know, they weren't going to mess with him. You know, it's, I don't think it means anything for the fight, only except for the case of which, did Khabib really have a hard time making weight, or was it just some weird thing that happened today? Right? Did he really have a hard time making weight? Does he have a problem really, or is this just some sort of weird thing? Was the scale off, or like, I don't know. It's a mystery, but it's not a mystery that they altered it, and I think you'd be naive to think that you'd get away with that in Las Vegas or like Toronto or, you know, New York. Like, they would have said, yo, bro, like, we just saw you, like, weigh him again. But like I said, why don't they use digital scales? Because of instances like this. I've always known the weighing stuff was shady, right? Come on. There's the old towel trick. They know how to lean on the towel and lean the towel off. And there's all kinds of little tricks that they use on these scales, and they don't want to take it away in cases like basically if they want to, it's a good tool for the promoter to have. It's a good tool in the sense that if they want to screw a fighter and they don't like you and they want to screw you, they can play hardball with you and be like real militant and say, no, let the scale go up and down for 30 seconds here. Right. And, oh, look at this. Hey, you're going to lose some money or, you know, but if they want to protect you, and it's not the first time there's been questions about it. Right. It's not the first time there's been questions about this stuff in the past. It's not common that, you know, I can't recall like this before. Like I said, dudes have cheated by leaning on it and off of it and stuff. And some guys know how to lean and rock a bit without you noticing. There's like a game to it. Like Cormier's good at it. You know, there's gamesmanship on the scale. And it really upsets people, though. Like, you know, basically, if you're a fighter, you have two jobs. You have two, you know what I mean? There's only two things on the contract. Make weight, show up. Make weight and then show up for the fight. It's literally like, I'm not even kidding. That's what's on the UFC contract, essentially. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage. Week night continues. I'm Morenci. Friday night freak show. We've got our phones are down. Crew is on it. This isn't on a Yank scorecard here this evening. We're quick to put the runs on the board, but it's not a player situation. We can't say basically there's, I don't know, there's a real situation. We've got a real problem. They're looking into it here. It's the middle of the night on a Friday night, and whatever. Looks like we're just going to get screwed tonight. It is what it is. It's the perfect way to wrap up the week. Looks like it's just you and me on a Friday night freak show. As I stated, poor Mick. Although, I don't know. This might be, we might have it figured out in the next little while. We ask that you please bear with us. Actually, you know what? I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to this AFL championship. We hit it last week. We hit the over in the Geelong Cat game. It barely got there. It got there late, but I'm actually looking forward to this game. Great stuff for the hardcore degenerates in the late night hours on a Friday night. Hey, like I said, if you've never seen this thing before, the grand final, it's like the Super Bowl. Like, it really is. It's like the Super Bowl. There's like 100,000 people. They've got big time bands playing. It's like, you know, the betting is over the top. You know, they've got props for everything for this stuff. And it's a really, really, really good game as well between two teams, different styles. They play different styles. There are different teams in the sense of like the Geelong Cats are all old. They're like older dudes. There's a bunch of veterans on the team. And I don't know like if it's their last hurrah, but it's sort of like they're always good, this team, right? They're one of the top teams in the league all the time, but they're older. They're an older bunch. Meanwhile, Richmond are like the young, brass, cocky, badass. They're ultra fast, like really, really fast speed. So basically you got the young kids and speed versus like the veterans and their smarts and Dangerfield. And man, the Geelong Cats have been killing teams. All right. The Geelong Cats have been like murdering teams. The total is real low too, like 113.5. Thing is with Geelong is they've been the benefactors of the fact that they shortened the quarters. They shortened the quarters of this stuff. The games are shorter due to the pandemic. And I don't know if they, you know, it's kind of stupid. If you're playing, you're playing. What difference does it make if you play an extra 8 minutes or whatever? But their quarters went to 16 minutes. So the games are quicker. So the totals are a little lighter, but you know, we're getting into pretty light territory here at $113.5. That's like a short price. But the thing is, Richmond are great defensively. As you can tell, I'm ready. I've broken this game down. Richmond, like I said, they're young and fast. Hopefully our phones are working by the time Mick is supposed to come on, because I want his take on it. But like Richmond are young and fast, and they lead the league in like they're at the top of the league in like interceptions. Like, you know, and when we say interceptions, it's a little bit different, but they're still interceptions because there's like passing on every play in this league, right? This one thing that I'll say this, and we'll get back to, I want to get into some football, actually. We're talking UFC. We're going international to start the show here. But one thing about the Australian Football League is it's not just like a gimmick league. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like a gimmick league where it's like, oh, yeah, you know, you bet on it, but you watch it and you don't really, you know, you don't like it or you don't understand what the hell is going on. It really is a cool league. Like, that's the thing. It really is cool. The games go by really fast, too. The clock's going all the time. Like, the games are very fast. And, you know, it's a good flow and tempo to the sport. Someone's getting hit like every second. You know what I mean? That's the thing. It's pretty violent. There's like collisions and tackling and you know, there's a ton of stuff. There's great skill. There's great runs. Like it's very, you know, so it's an entertaining product. We're not just pimping it. You know, I wouldn't talk about it this much if it was just, you know, it's something to bet on. Like, you know, we're not just talking about the Filipino basketball D-League here. It's quality stuff. It's fun stuff. And it's a really, really tough game to pick. It's a really tough game to pick. I mean, Richmond are like -128 on the money line. That's all you need to know. The game's a basic pick'em here. Game's a basic pick'em. I believe it's at like 4:30 Eastern time. 4:30 in the morning. Like I said, this is a weird day, man. You got this at 4:30 in the morning. You got the UFC. UFC is early for people on the West Coast or wherever the hell you are as well. And, you know, why are they doing it this time? I would imagine that it's for Khabib. I would imagine it's for Khabib, the time zone difference, the fact that he is like the biggest Muslim MMA fighter in the world, that they wouldn't want to bury him at 5 a.m. there. You know, the thing is in Russia, the UFC's on in Russia, but it's not, they don't charge money for it. Like people in America and Canada, basically, like the only places that they charge money for the UFC. I think there's one other place. I know we got Andy Martin in our chat. Andy knows a lot about MMA. And there might be one other country where they charge, but I don't even think so. You know, are they charging in England now? I don't think so, right? Like they can't get away with it. Like they can't sell pay-per-views in these countries. And the thing is, a lot of these countries, like, they don't have pay-per-view. Like, they don't, like, the thing is, like, they don't have, it's not the same sort of, it's not the same sort of, like, grid system. You know what I mean? Like, stuff's free. Like, basically, like, you know, like, when there's a big boxing match there and stuff. When there's a big boxing match, like, the networks will bid on it. You know what I mean? That's how they make their money. So it's like, all right, you want it BBC, you want it Sky TV, who's offering the money for this fight? Who, you know what I mean? Or a fighter will sign a deal with a network, etc. It's a little bit different there. They're you know, and you know, the UFC, you know, the UFC's not big enough for pay-per-views all over the world. Let's just be real. The UFC's big, but they're not big enough for pay-per-views everywhere. They're not, so I don't think people are. People aren't going to pay for it. People aren't going to pay for it everywhere. So, there's no doubt. I mean, I see now every people tuning in right now are saying, "Oh yeah, I see. I looked and I watched, and oh yeah, he dude, it's obvious he messed with the scale." There's absolutely no ifs, ands, or buts about it that they screwed with the scale for Khabib. Only question, like I said, and listen, it's done. There's no turning back. They're fighting, right? Like, they're fighting. So now the question is, this is where we talked about this earlier, though. You don't want to overthink things. It's Khabib. He's 28-0. The guy's never lost before. Another thing is, he doesn't drink. So it's not like, oh, well, what, you know, has he been partying? Is it like, oh, what's the deal? So, but the thing is, I don't know. Is he sick? Lomachenko said after the fight he had a separated shoulder. He goes, oh, I had a separated shoulder before the fight. I'm like, yeah, well, thanks. Wish I would have known that before the fight. wish Russ Amber would have told me that. I don't know. Everybody loses, right? It's just that, like, I'm already on Khabib. That's why I'm a little concerned. I'm not going to lie. I've got Khabib in a parlay with the Los Angeles Dodgers. I've got Khabib in a parlay with the Los Angeles Dodgers and for the Dodgers to win the series. As it is now, if this stuff didn't happen at the weigh-in and Khabib was normal at the weigh-in, tomorrow, like all day long, I'd be putting Khabib in parlays with college football games and stuff. But as it is now, I might just stand pat. I can't turn back. I already have the bet in. It is what it is. So I guess I could cash out, but I'm not going to do that. But I'm not going to start loading up right now. I don't know. I respect the hell out of Khabib. I still think he's going to win. I'm not saying he's not, but Justin Gaethje's freaking good. Like, real good. And to me, Gaethje's got a style that could give Khabib problems. In a sense, I'm just stating in a sense that he doesn't give a crap. Like, Gaethje does not care. Like, Gaethje's not going to play around, man. He's going to get in Khabib's face, and he's going to be swinging for the fences. Every time Gaethje throws a punch, he's trying to end the fight. And he's not one of these guys. Like, Gaethje isn't going to be nervous because it's a title fight. You know, oh, I'm fighting for a title or anything like that. Like, Gaethje's been through a lot in his MMA career. The guy's got ice in his veins. It's a dangerous fight for Khabib. And now, you know, you get this weird weigh-in stuff like that. And, you know, it's tough to say, all right, I want to double down on this. And I'll tell you what, the other fight, man, the Cannon, you're here, and Whitaker, that's a real tough one as well. I always bet on Robert Whitaker. I don't really ever bet against Whitaker too often. I did take Adesanya, but I like Whitaker. I think he's a great fighter. But How beat up is Whitaker right now? How healthy, or I should say, is he? Like, Whitaker's 29 years old, but he's an old 29, man. Like, Whitaker's one of these guys that every time he gets in an octagon, like, even like when he wins, like, he's going to the hospital after. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just is. Like, Whitaker all the time. It's like, you know, Whitaker will win and he'll say after, he goes, oh, I broke my hand in the first round. Like, I'm not saying he sucked. The guy's tough as hell. The guy is tough as hell. But I'm just saying, like, he's got bad luck in the cage. Like, he gets hurt all the time. Like, things happen to him. Right? Like, you know, he's been rocked hard. He's been beat up. He's broken bones. Like, you name it. And I'm just saying, like, he's old 29. It's not like he's a normal 29-year-old in the prime. You know, that's the thing with Whitaker. I respect the hell out of him. I respect the hell out of him, but he's one of these dudes where it's like, man, like, it's like your style of fighting. And like the thing, look at the killers that he fought and just standing in a phone booth all the time for like 25 minutes with these guys and stuff, just throwing bombs and eating shots. Like he's, that's why I said, I respect the hell out of Whitaker. I don't like betting against him. I respect the hell out of him, but I'm just thinking, I don't know, dude, like, even though this guy's, you know, 7 years older than you, I think he's in a better sort of fight. He's in better fight shape now than you are. Better fight shape. But hey, it's an interesting card. You know, it's fun. That's what makes good fights, right? And when you have a when you have a debate about, you know, who's going to win a fight. You know, like Khabib's 28-0, guys, but like I said, man, and I'm on him, so I'm not selling an upset here, but I'm just telling you, this is no walk in the park, man. This is no walk in the park for Khabib. Don't, you know, I don't know. And let's just add this up, too. His father died. I talked about it on Wednesday on the show, in which I said I saw a video of him talking. The guy seemed ultra-depressed, like, recently. You know, he was with a bunch of fighters talking about how he's not the same and a piece of his soul is gone and stuff. Now he doesn't make weight today, for real. I don't know. I'm starting to get concerned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage, late night, Friday night freak show. It's like I'm the freak tonight. It's like I'm the freak. They're working on the situation. The late night hours in New York City. We'll keep you posted. Like I said, Steve Merrill's had a long week of doing a million shows. So Steve's like, yeah, no problem, Gabe. Have a good one. Tony Finn will be disappointed and kick back and have a nice glass of bourbon or whatever fine liqueur he's drinking in the late night hours. Mick Ossie will probably go on a Twitter rampage about how this is a conspiracy and we set him up. We really didn't want him on the show. We set him up. We got his hopes up. Big man on campus's fault. I can see the drunken tirade coming later tonight. I got screwed. Supposed to go on the show. I'm sure the phones really work. It's not true. I can see the drunk conspiracy later. It was a setup all along. Oh, I knew it. I knew it was still. No. It's listen. It's not like the phones. Like, you think we would like sabotage Merrill and Tony Finn as well? Come on now. It's only, you know what though? It's a very good thing I'm as skilled and as entertaining and as great as I am, because I got to tell you, that was just an ultra fast first hour of the program. We're going to get in all the games though. This will give us a chance to blast through every NFL game again. And we'll get World Series. We'll break down the numbers where we're going from here right now. What are your thoughts on Khabib, man? We can't take your phone call anyways, but. And the thing is too, like I said, Pharrell was down earlier too. It is what it is. It's just something we have to live with. It's just you and me tonight. I think Yang's about to flip more than I am, actually. He's like, he's in meltdown mode. We don't call it the pit of misery for nothing, baby. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.